The Traveler's Journal, July 25th. Inventing the summer season in Antibes. On the pleasant shore of the French Riviera, halfway between Marseille and the Italian border, stands a large, proud, rose-colored hotel. Deferential palms cool its flushed facade, and before it stretches a short, dazzling beach. That's how F. Scott Fitzgerald described the Eden Rock Hotel on the tip of Cap d'Antibes in the opening paragraph of his novel Tender is the Night. Winter sunseekers have gravitated to Antibes since Roman times, but it was Sarah and Gerald Murphy, a rich American couple with some very fashionable friends, who invented the summer season in the 1920s. The Murphys convinced the Eden Rock's owner to keep the place open after the traditional April closing, and then they filled it with guests such as the Fitzgeralds, Picasso, Hemingway, and Cole Porter. Even today, one can visit the Picasso Museum in the Grimaldi Castle, overlooking the old fishing village, and see photos of them all cavorting on local beaches. Antibes became a magnet, attracting artistic expatriates from all over. Some, such as author Graham Greene, made it a permanent home. More laid back than nearby Cannes or Nice, old Antibes remains a gem. Its central market still fills each morning with vendors offering bright profusions of flowers, white peaches, black olives, and strawberries. Roam its narrow streets and find tiny but exquisite restaurants. Antibes' marina bristles with white-sailed yachts. Even after 75 summer seasons, Antibes remains someplace just this side of paradise. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.